All right.
All right. You are listening to K-Hum Radio Without the Rules. I'm Jordan, and in studio right now, I've got all of the members of Object Heavy. Say hey, guys.
What up?
Howdy.
Let's go around and start introducing each other so that we know who all the new members are.
All right. Well, I'll start it off. My name is Brian Swislow. I'm the keyboardist. The main man in the middle is Richard Love. And on the drums right now, he's our local guy and has been in the band for many years and will play this weekend with us as Sam Kaplan Good. And we'd like to introduce Bobby Armakanian on the bass. He is our new bass player. And we have Leo Plummer on the guitar.
All right. And you just got back into town, right? You've been touring?
No, we've had a few weekends, so we're kind of in weekend mode at the beginning of the year. But yeah, it's been a couple weeks, I guess. Yeah.
When was the last time you all performed in Humboldt?
That would be New Year's, huh?
Yep.
New Year's at Septentrio. Yep, December 30th and 31st at the Septentrio Barrel Room.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. And then the last time on K-Hum Studio.
You would know better than us, I think. Yeah,
If it's off of the albums, because the last time that I've seen it was in the K-Hum Blends 2. I think that was 2007, but there's been other music since then that's been populated in our system.
Oh, Object Heavy? Yeah, we had a release in January of
23.
Yeah. Yeah, called Love and Gravity.
Oh, that's the one that we've got new songs from.
Yeah. That one's a full-length record that was released with Color Red, the label we were working with, and produced by Kelly Finnegan on Monophonics.
Very cool. And then what's coming up next for you all?
Well, we're almost finished with an album. I haven't talked about it much because we're still in the works, but we're really close. And as far as playing gigs, we are playing this Friday at Humbrews, and we're opening for an amazing band from Seattle called The True Loves. And they are super funky, and I know that people in Humboldt need to be there because it's right up your alley.
It's going to be a treat.
Yeah, it's a real treat. And we hit super early. We want to make the most of the night, and we're going to be starting at 8:30 sharp, but we'll get a 90-minute set. So it's good to come out early for this one because it's going to be one of those nights.
Right on. Yeah. What is what's the common favorite among the band members for the song to play? What's your go-to?
I would say my favorite is For the Better. Yeah, I love For the Better.
Yeah.
It's also one of the most popular on Spotify.
Yeah.
All right.
It was our first single, I think. Or was it our second? Was it the first? Yeah, For the Better was the first single we released on this record, Love and Gravity.
Well, definitely let us know when you have the new album dropping, and we'll make sure that we get it up on air first.
We will. I mean, two of the songs, let's see, we played Sunshine and we played Reason in the set that we just played now, and both of those will be on our upcoming album.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then any other tours coming up for you guys? Taking you back away from Humboldt, away from us?
Yeah. I mean, it gets busy. I don't have the list in front of me, but yeah, we have dates in Talent, Oregon on April 23rd, which is a Wednesday, and then we open for Orgone at the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in Chico on the 24th. And then we have all kinds of other stuff in May, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We'll be in Portland at the Goodfoot Lounge. On May 9th, we'll be in Moscow, Idaho at John's Alley. And then we go to Coeur d'Alene to play the Daft Badger with Scott Pemberton, which is a fantastic guitar player. And then we go off to Santa Cruz with the Icy Man Special on the 15th of May. And then probably somewhere in the Bay on the 16th, that's just happening, getting put together. And we're playing the Golden Road Gathering in Placerville, which is a huge festival with tons of bands like Thievery Corporation and Carl Denson and Leftover Salmon and Digging Dirt's actually.
And our Humboldt brothers.
Yeah,
Digging Dirt will be there.
That's
like Saturday night. Humboldt Live concert.
It's Friday night they play. Yeah.
And it keeps going. Yeah, we'll be home for a minute. And then we go off to, in June, we have six dates all around Oregon and California. And then we do 15, 16 days out to South Dakota, Colorado, and back. We'll cover Idaho and Montana and parts of Utah.
Well, for those of us who are going to be missing you while you're gone, where can we catch you online?
Well, our website is objectheavymusic.com. Social media is easy to find us. Object Heavy is our Instagram and our Facebook, and you can hear us wherever you listen to music. Apple, Spotify, there's tons of music, and you can go to YouTube and look us up and find us.
Awesome. Well, before we wrap it up, just individually. Where's your watering hole in Humboldt County? Where should people go for venues, for music, for their favorite place? My go-to has always been downtown Ernie's. I don't know why. It's just a hole in the wall. And it feels like there's not enough room for, well, a jerk to be in there. There's just, you're too close.
I love Ernie's. Ernie's is fantastic.
Me personally, I like the basement. The basement's pretty nice.
Yeah. Dylan Savage has done a fantastic job with that place.
I got to plug Humbers because I work sound there. Nice. We're playing there this Friday. So
yeah, definitely.
Living in Blue Lake, I do the Lager Bar whenever I get a chance.
Michael Fields.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I love all the venues. I'll have to throw Septon Trio Barrel Room in there because we've done some really fun shows, and Jared and Tynell are amazing people. And in that room particularly, the sound is amazing.
Yeah.
It was built for good sound. Even though it's a cement room, it's just the acoustics and the wine barrels are everywhere, and it just chews up all the feedback.
We love Septim Trio.
Yeah.
All right.
New Year's Day this year was a blast.
Yeah, we had a New Year's there, and actually we'll play the Oyster Fest after party at the Septim Trio Tasting Room, in Arcata. It'll be Object Heavy and Magnificent Sanctuary Band, and Magnificent Sanctuary Band will play from like 5:30, and then we'll play at 8 o'clock, and we're going to have some special guests sit in with us. I know the Dirt guys are headlining the fest, and it's a good chance that they'll come over with their horns and maybe a vocal and come join us for some stuff.
Oh, impromptu. That is the way to go.
We're just kind of leaving the door open for
digging heavy. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you guys so much.
Dirt heavy bands.
I know. Yeah, you gotta get these little mashups.
Oh, God.
Crossover.
I don't know how
bands.
That even came out, but it did.
Well, hey, thank you guys so much. The next time you are in Humboldt, definitely let me know so that we can get you on air. We want to make sure that we get the new album out for everybody to share. And, cannot wait for Friday.
Thanks
for having
us. Thanks, Jordan.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, the whole crew. Super excited about your move. It's really beautiful here. Shout out, K-Hum.
All right.
Also, if you show up to see us, please stay for the True Loves. You won't regret it, I promise.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Absolutely. The True Loves are amazing.
Truly.
All right. I think I've actually got a few of their songs in the system. So maybe right after this, I'll go ahead and play a True Loves song for you all.
Dopest Number One. They have a new single out, and it features Nigel Hall from Lettuce.
Oh, I've got to get that for you. All right. Yeah. Well, you heard it here. Object Heavy, Friday night. Make sure you are there. This is going to be at Humbrews, and they are opening for True Loves, which you do not want to miss.